We turn now to the life of a quiet giant whose work in the field of casino regulation has shaped the gaming industry as we know it, not just in Las Vegas and Nevada, but around the world. Last week, Robert Bob Fess died. Fess represented everyone in the gaming business, from reclusive billionaire Howard Hughes to Kirk Kerkorian and MGM Resorts International. During his 40-year career, Bob Fess was also city editor at the Las Vegas Sun and an aide to President Lyndon Johnson. Fess is best known, however, for his impact on state, national, and international gaming law and regulatory policy. He helped change Nevada statute in the late 1970s, allowing local gaming companies to be involved in out-of-state ventures, and in 2001 created the first legislation that set rules for internet gaming. Joining us now to talk about Bob Fess and his legacy is Las Vegas Review-Journal gaming reporter Howard Stutz. Howard, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
You have written that Bob Fess's 40-year career could serve as a documentary on the history of Nevada gaming law and the casino industry. Can you describe his impact on the gaming industry in our state?
Well, you kind of said it right there at the outcome, at the opening. I mean, you touched on so many different things that he played a role in. Before he even went to law school, he worked as an assistant to key aide to Governor Grant Sawyer, who created the Modern Gaming Act, how gaming is regulated today in Nevada, with the Gaming Commission and Gaming Control Board, changed the way the industry was regulated as a way to weed out organized crime out of the gaming industry back in the 60s. Bob played a key role in that as Sawyer's legislative aide. And then eventually Bob went to law school after he finished, spent a year in the White House with President Johnson. And, I mean, there really wasn't a title known as gaming lawyer until Bob came back to Nevada, worked with Grant Sawyer's firm, Lionel Sawyer and Collins, and they basically created an industry, you know, gaming law. I mean, he had a role in so many changes in Nevada gaming law. It's hard to say what the industry would look like without his influence. And the thing is, you'd never know it. He was so low-key, just wasn't one to go out there and, you know, like so many lawyers we know would go out there and just, you know, toot their own horn. That wasn't Bob. He always put his clients first and his family first.
In an interview with the Review Journal last October, Bob Fess credited the late Governor Grant Sawyer with being a lasting influence on his life and career. For those of us who are fairly new to the state, remind us who Grant Sawyer was exactly and talk about their relationship.
Grant Sawyer was governor of Nevada in the 60s, late 50s or throughout the 60s. The Sawyer Building, the government building here in Las Vegas, that's named for Grant Sawyer. He was a monumental figure in Nevada politics in that era. Grant Sawyer took on Bobby Kennedy when Bobby Kennedy was trying to close out all the casinos because of organized crime. Grant Sawyer basically started the path to rid Nevada of organized crime back in the 60s. And like I said, Bobby Kennedy wanted to shut down the casino industry, and Grant Sawyer fought him on that. But Grant Sawyer was also very close to John F. Kennedy. And so, yeah, he was very influential in his time here in as governor.
So the relationship with Bob Fess was a pretty close one.
Very close. I mean, Bob ended up going to Washington, D.C., work for President Johnson. He was a little older, decided, well, do I really want to go to law school? And it was Grant Sawyer convinced him to go to law school. And as Bob told me in this interview, I did this column on Bob in October, and Bob said, you know, it's like pretty much every other decision in my career, Grant had, Governor Sawyer had an influence on it. And it was Grant Sawyer said, well, I was hoping you'd go to law school because then I'd have you come back to Nevada and work for me. So that's how that ended up happening. Bob went to law school, graduated, came back to Las Vegas, and ended up working for Grant Sawyer. And when Grant Sawyer died in 96, Bob presented the eulogy, and he called him the greatest man I ever knew. That's how close that relationship was. They were, you know, extremely close.
Yeah, so Bob Fess gets the law degree, becomes a partner with Lionel Sawyer and Collins, and he represented the gaming industry at the Nevada legislature for some 30 years. The client list is something else. I mean, Howard Hughes and Kirk Kerkorian are at the top of it, but there's so many others, too. How did he get that status, becoming a go-to man for investors and corporations?
There was a few years ago, a reporter named Dave Johnson, who worked for the New York Times, worked for Philadelphia, covered gaming from back east. He's actually a Pulitzer Prize winner. I remember him doing a story about, he came out here for some story about Las Vegas, and he had gone over to talk to Grant Sawyer, And he called Lionel Sawyer Collins, said it was like their client list read like the yellow pages under the listing casinos, because they pretty much represented everybody. That's how the reputation of the firm was. I mean, they were the go-to firm for gaming.
Well, I guess what I'm wondering with all this, Howard Stutz, is how did Bob Fess become the go-to guy in such a large firm?
It just because he was the one who he and Grant worked together on all these different clients, and it was Bob, you know, Grant was the partner. Bob did all the work, and Bob, you know, they both did. But Bob was the one who did the work, who did the, you know, did the research, who did the, you know, did all the behind the scenes, represented the clients. I mean, I remember Bob Fess, I remember a few years ago when MGM partnered in with Dubai World. It was Bob who helped bring Dubai World into the picture here to get them to get, you know, Dubai World be found suitable, you know, a foreign country basically being found suitable as a partner of MGM and City Center and as an investor.
It sounds like they understood the landscape better than just about anybody
else. He understood the landscape. He wasn't somebody that, when you think of a juice, you know, I think a favorite term in this town is juice. And he hated that term because it just wasn't, that wasn't how he was. I mean, he just made his point and was, you know, and is usually, you know, pretty accurate and was just just very low key about it. He wasn't like he wanted the attention or he wanted the credit for it. He just did his job, basically.
You covered and interviewed Bob Fess for a number of years as a gaming reporter, including that interview you alluded to last October. What did you learn from him?
Everything. I mean, it was really amazing. I first started covering gaming in 1989 for the Review Journal, and I met Bob at I don't remember how I met him, but he asked me if, you know, would like to come, like to have you come to dinner, you and your wife, come to dinner with me and my wife. And I asked the chairman of the Gaming Control Board at the time, I said, you know, I was just a young reporter. And I said, what does, you know, I mean, he said, go. You just go, because he doesn't want anything. He just wants to, you know, get to know you. And it was a wonderful evening with another attorney and his wife. And I learned a lot from Bob. You know, he was always somebody that would, you could ask a question to, you know, he didn't want the credit. He could tell you, you know, the ins and outs of different, you know, different issues involving the industry. And you could think of a lot of gaming attorneys that are around the market today here in Las Vegas. Bob also created a gaming law program at the Boyd School of Law. That was something that he thought was very important. And right now, Boyd over at UNLV is the only university that actually teaches law school that has a course in gaming law.
If you were to use one word to describe him, what would you choose?
Gosh. thoughtful, reserved, polite, loyal. And I think Steve Sibelius said it. My colleague Steve Sibelius said it best: the nicest man he's ever known, and it's true. I mean, he's one of the nicest men I ever knew in my life, and I really appreciate the fact that you know I got to know him these last 30 plus years I've been in Las Vegas.
Bob Fess died at the age of 79 on Thursday. UNLV history professor Michael Green described him as, quoting, one of the inventors and I think the most important inventor of gaming law. And we've been talking about Bob Fess and his legacy with Las Vegas Review Journal gaming reporter Howard Stutz. Howard, thanks so much for being with us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.